Hello, one and all, to Russ Walsh's popular radio program. Isn't it strange? We're on episode 9. Episode 9. Who would have thought that? That Russ Walsh, a man who had nothing but a pocket full of dreams and a half-eaten candy bar in his pockets, would get this far. It's because of people like you. All of you. That's right. Time to look at that Twitter. Smith Prime writes, today's episode was extremely touching, that being the short-haired hotties episode. But a certain Miss Natalie Prothman on Twitter says, well, Russ, I can't tell if he's authentic or not. And you know what? You just don't doubt me, man. Or lady. I trust myself, and I'm a pretty reliable source. I mean, you listen to me already, right? I mean, have I ever told a lie before? I don't lie. Lying is for stiffs and losers. I mean, listen to our dear friend Vodka Snowcone on Twitter, who said, I'm a pretty cool baby child. I don't like any of those phrases, but I'm sure they were meant kindly. That wasn't a very good example. Vodka Snowcone, get better at your commenting on my podcast. Complimenting in general. God. Johnny Wax says, you're amazing, Russ Walsh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm twitter.com/RushWalsh. So you know, do that. Give me comments. Hey, it's Wednesday again. It's time for fun facts on Wednesday. Yes, siree, sir. Oh, man. Fun fact Wednesday. Yep. Fun facts. And I'm going to share them all with you. Today, we're focusing on something that's close to a lot of people's hearts. That's right, everybody. It's movies. I know. Pretty generic. Last week was video games. This week it's movies. But it's always fun, right? Our first one is Wallace and Gromit Curse of the Were-Rabbit took over 250 years to complete from play adaption to film. True. It's a true story. Jeff Bridges does not eat wheat bread. Scott Bakula does not actually know what the word apothecary means. Alan Rickman does not actually understand physics either. It's very strange. George Lucas is actually a duke of a small country known as Gastonia. You may have never heard of it. It's not on a map. Steven Spielberg is best friends with George Lucas. Everybody loves and simultaneously hates Kevin Smith. His pole positions on the polls of popularity are currently 50-50. It's true. Carrot Top has never seen a single dollar made off his work. It's all blood, sweat, and tears, everybody. Tron? Tron was the highest grossing movie ever. Everybody speaks about the Dark Crystal, but none of about its amazing puppetography. Funny story, they were all in suits. Those are all felt costumes. Mario, Super Mario Bros. Mario is in fact played by John Leguizamo. Every role in that movie is played by John Leguizamo, which was considered revolutionary before a time of Eddie Murphy. Speaking of Eddie Murphy is actually pronounced Eddie Murthy, M-I-R-T-H-Y. It was actually his ancient ancestors. Their names were messed up when they were brought onto this country for unscrupulous reasons that are controversial and I dare not bring up. Twizzlers are the number one candy bought in movie theaters. Arcades come from the same Latin root as movie theaters. Strange story, huh? One movie that's effectively banned in Canada is The Black Hole. Strange, huh? Twister. The Twister was originally going to be voiced by Jodie Foster, but initially, troubles were found, and she was eventually replaced with Sandra Bullock. Mel Gibson. Jim Carrey loves the taste of wheatgrass and demands every Kraft food service be loaded to the gills with wheatgrass-style foods of all flavors, anything, anytime. This has been another fun episode of Russ Walsh's popular radio program. I hope I see you in the future. Goodbye!